Title: Easy Groove Method, Resample a Break Chop in Ableton Live 12 for Swinging Drum and Bass Momentum. Welcome. In this lesson you'll learn the Easy Groove Method, a repeatable workflow in Ableton Live 12 for turning a single break sample into a swung, rolling drum and bass drum loop. We'll chop a break, program a swung MIDI performance, print that performance to audio via resampling, then re-slice the printed audio into a punchy, cohesive DNB loop that locks in momentum at 170 to 175 BPM. I'll reference 174 BPM as an example, but use whatever DNB tempo you prefer. What we'll build by the end of this lesson, you'll have an 8-bar swung drum and bass break made from one break sample, a resampled, polished audio loop that preserves natural swing and momentum, a sliced drum rock or simpler instrument created from that resample for quick edits, fills and layering, all using Live 12 stock devices, warp, sliced a new MIDI track, simpler slash drum rack, groove pool, saturator, EQ8, compressor or glue, utility and optional beat repeat. Lesson overview: set your tempo first, set your project tempo to your DNB BPM. I'll use 174 BPM in examples. Make sure you're in arrangement view for the resampling pass. A. Prep the break 1. Drag your break sample into an audio track in arrangement view. 2. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on, and set 1.1.1 to the first transient by using set 1.1.1. 3. Choose warp mode equals beats. It keeps percussive material tight. Turn transient loop off or keep it tiny. Align the clip to the bar grid and make it a clean loop. 8 bars recommended. B. Make a clean chop and slice 4. Decide your chop size. Half bar or quarter bar works well for Easy Groove. 5. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient or warp marker slicing depending on whether you pre-warped. Destination: drum rack. Pick a sensible slice size, like 1/4 or 1/8 bar. Live creates a drum rack and a MIDI track with the slices mapped. C. Program a swung performance. The groove 6. Create a MIDI clip on the new drum rack track. Program a basic DNB pattern. Kick, snare and sliced hits across 2 bars and loop it to 8. 7. Open the groove pool. Drag a swing groove into the pool. Then drag that groove onto your MIDI clip. 8. Tweak the groove settings. Tining around 15 to 40 is a good range. Fewer for subtle swing, more for pronounced feel. Increase velocity percent a little to accent the subdivisions you want to push forward. 9. For micro timing, open the MIDI clip and nudge individual notes by a few milliseconds, or use groove random and timing macros. Small moves are powerful, don't overdo it. D. Process in context for momentum 10. Add stock devices on the drum rack track before you print. EQ 8, cut below about 40 Hz, gentle body boost around 200-600 Hz if needed. Saturator, subtle soft clip, drive around 2-4 dB. Drum bus, a touch of drive and punch, drive 2-4, punch 4-8. Glue or compressor, gentle bus compression, around 2:1 and 2-4 dB gain reduction. 11. Use utility to tighten width, or automate a high pass if you need a cleaner low end. E. Resample to print the groove, the Easy Groove Core 12. Create a new audio track and set audio from to resampling in the in/out chooser. 13. Arm that audio track for record and set monitor to off so you don't get doubled audio. 14. Set an 8-bar loop in arrangement and hit record. Play the arrangement so Live records the drum rack output, including micro timing and processing, into a single audio clip. This prints your swung performance. 15. Stop recording and consolidate the recorded clip to create a clean, single audio loop. F. Polish the resample for DNB swing and momentum 16. Double-click the resampled clip. Use warp equals beats for percussive loops or complex pro if there's sustained material. Verify transients and timing. 17. Add post-processing on the resampled track. EQ8 to fine-tune lows and remove conflicts. Saturator for subtle added aggression. Drive 1-3 dB. Glue compressor with a quick attack and medium release to keep punch, aiming for 2-5 dB of reduction. 18. Optionally duplicate the resample to make two variations, a clean tight version for low end, and an aggressive saturated version for mids and crack. Layer them to taste. G. Restless other resample. Final creative pass 19. Right-click the consolidated resample and slice to new MIDI track again, but this time choose a smaller slice size, 1/16 or transient slices. Now your drum rack or simpler pads are made from the swung audio itself. 20. Use that new instrument for rearrangements, fills, and micro edits. Because the source is already swung, Any new patterns preserve the groove. H. Final touches. Automation and arrangement 21. Automate saturation, compressor settings, or filter cutoffs to increase momentum into drops. For example, raise saturator drive before a drop. 22. Add short reverses, gated rolls, or beat repeat on duplicates for accent fills. Pitch nudges on individual slices are great for energetic rolls. Common mistakes to avoid: don't over-quantize your chops. It kills the natural groove. Prefer groove pool and small nudges. Use beats warp mode for percussive chops. Complex modes can smear transients. Don't resample with monitoring on the same track. It causes feedback and double processing. Use a dedicated resampling track. Avoid heavy saturation or compression during printing. It's hard to undo. Print conservatively, then commit extra color on duplicates. Remember to consolidate the recorded resample before re-slicing. Unconsolidated clips can misalign slices. Don't push swing so far the loop becomes a halftime shuffle. Keep the DNB backbone clear. Pro tips: print multiple variants, a tight and a loose resample. Layer low end from tight, mid slash highs from loose. Create a custom groove from the resample. Drag the audio clip into the groove pool and save it. Use it to lock other parts to the same pocket. Use tiny pitch envelopes on slices for humanization. A few cents can add life. When slicing into simpler, use tiny sustain loops on body slices and zero on pure attacks. To push forward, accent early subdivisions. To push back, accent later subdivisions subtly. Automate glue compressor release across sections to change pocket and momentum. Save your EasyGroove chain as a track preset so you can reuse the workflow. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Pick a 2-4 bar break. Warp and slice to drum rack at 1/4 bar slices. 2. Program a 2-bar DNB MIDI groove in the drum rack. Loop to 8 bars. 3. Apply a groove with timing 20-30 and velocity 10-20. Nudge a couple of notes. 4. Add EQ 8, saturator drive 2, and glue compressor at 2:1. 5. Create an audio track. Set audio from equals resampling, arm it and record the 8-bar loop. 6. Consolidate the resample. Apply EQ and saturator, then slice to new MIDI track at 1/16. 7. Program an 8-bar variation with the new slices and audition layering with the original resample. Recap: the EasyGroove method is simple and repeatable. Chop the break, program a swung MIDI performance with groove pool and micro nudges, process and resample that performance to audio, then reslice or layer the printed audio for final shaping. This preserves human micro timing and dynamics and gives you a single cohesive loop that locks into drum and bass momentum. Extra quick coach notes: listen and route guidance always /B the printed resample against the original in context with bass and sub. You want preserved transients, a clear two-step backbone, and a forward or backward push that enhances the pocket, not a new feel that hides the pulse. If the loop feels behind, lower timing or nudge key slices earlier by about 5-15 milliseconds. If it feels like a shuffle, reduce timing and velocity skew. For isolated printing, set the resample tracks audio from to your drum rack track and choose Post FX. That records exactly what you hear from that track without bleeding other material. If you do use resampling master, mute other tracks or solo the drum rack to avoid bleed. To preserve printed micro timing, when reslicing, consolidate the recorded clip and disable any warp auto-quantizing before you slice to new MIDI track. Final listening checklist after printing, check that: 1. Transients are preserved. 2. The pocket matches the DNB backbone. 3. There are no slice clicks. 4. Low end is phase safe with your bass. 5. Character and drive are present but not wrecked. If anything's off, iterate, adjust groove timing, tweak pre-resample processing, and reprint. Small timing, dynamics, and routing tweaks make the biggest difference. That's the EasyGroove method. Ready to try it? Pick a break, set your tempo, and start chopping.